without further ado, I'd like to introduce our speaker this evening, Judge Stephen Zuliger, who is a, I'm not quite sure what his Norwegian DNA imprint is. We'll have to get some first-hand reportage on that, but the judge, as I'm sure everyone knows here, is the current presiding judge of the Los Angeles County Superior Court. He's a graduate of Santa Clara University and Loyola Law School here in town, served in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he, like our association, I believe I'm correct in saying, is celebrating his 20th anniversary on the bench. So, welcome, Judge Zuliger.
You know, this is frightening. Roger is recording this entire thing. It's a lot. Thank you, Andy, for that kind introduction. According to the invitation for tonight's event, you have been promised witty remarks. Talk about pressure. Sorry to disappoint, but I have no wit. In fact, a number of you have probably been told tonight by Judge Civelli, that I am witless. But the Met News website also went on to describe me as inimitable. According to the dictionary, inimitable means cannot be imitated or matched, too good to be equaled. With all due respect, Roger, that was obviously a misprint. What you, I'm sure, meant to say was that I was inimic, which means hostile and unfriendly. Otherwise, why would you ever ask a Hungarian to speak at Norwegian Constitution Day celebration? That's your DNA, Andy. So why did Roger ask me to speak tonight at this momentous day in Norwegian history and culture? I thought about it and realized what he was really hoping for. In this time of European unity, he wants me to demonstrate how Hungary and Norway really are alike in so many, many different ways. Hungary versus Norway, compare and contrast. That is the assignment that you wanted for me tonight, right? Roger? Okay, just want to make sure. Well, with that concept in mind, let me briefly go through a few of the interesting facts that I've uncovered, and then you can decide if Roger meant inimitable or inimic when referring to tonight's presentation. Now, I have spent weeks and weeks and weeks researching tonight's topic, and I'm sure all the facts I present tonight are true, sort of. Well, not really at all. In reality, I began my research on Sunday of last week on the internet. I also read Judge Larry Crispo's profile, which was there because he is a previous presenter at tonight's event. Actually, his profile has nothing to do with tonight's topic, but it's always so amusing to read. In pulling together tonight's talk, however, I learned some fascinating facts about each country and each's contribution to Western civilization. For example, did you know that Hungary and Norway are both in Europe? It's true. Of course, that was for the benefit of Malcolm Mackey, who also thinks Montana is in Europe. But more importantly, both countries had their beginnings in the 9th century AD. Harald the Fair-Headed united Norway in 885 AD. True. That was his name, Harald the Fair-Headed. Is that correct? The Norwegians had a party. They invited the local townspeople and celebrated the day with food and drink. Norwegians are a gentle and gregarious people, and to this day they are known for the wonderful celebrations and hospitalities which they offer. Tonight is only an example of that. With reference to Hungary, Arpad the Conqueror, the chieftain of the seven Magyar tribes, conquered the Carpathian Basin in 896, just a few years after Norway was founded. Afterwards, the seven tribes took a blood oath to unite in a single nation. They invited the local townspeople and had them for dinner. No, really, they had them for dinner. They ate them. Hungarians are not as friendly as Norwegians, but they really do know how to party. In the area of healthcare, in the mid-14th century, the Black Plague killed nearly a third of the population of Norway. This is a little-known fact. This was a difficult time for Norway, but the people bore up well and survived a difficult public health crisis. That was in the mid-14th century. In the early part of the 14th century, Hungary started the Black Plague and exported it to Norway. They're such kidders. Hungary has always, however, believed in international trade. In terms of language skills, the official language of Norway is Norwegian, and Norwegians actually read more than any other country in Europe. Actually, that is very true. The official language of Hungary, on the other hand, is Magyar, as Larry Crispo will tell you. It is not like any other language in all of Europe. The closest language in Europe to Hungary, to Magyar, is actually Finnish. And as you know, Finland is a neighbor of Norway. Strange, but true. Hungarians like books too, picture books, mostly comic books. In music, both countries are true leaders. One of the biggest musical talents to come out of Norway was, anybody know? A-ha. I'm sure you all remember Take On Me. Take On Me. That was their great contribution to music. In 1985, it was an MTV Award winner. Hungary only had Bartok and Liszt and a dozen other classic composers. And I don't think any of them have hits, and I know none of them were on MTV. In development of technology, Norwegians invented the aerosol can and the cheese slicer. True. I wondered if they invented the cheese can that comes out of the cheese that comes out of a can, it would be perfect. Cheese whiz. Hungary, on the other hand, invented the ballpoint pen, the electric bulb, the holograph, the theory of atomic bomb, BASIC, the computer program language, and Rubik's Cube. Hungarians are a playful people, and they just can't invent anything that people will use, like a cheese slicer. In world peace and progress, the Nobel Prize is awarded every year in Stockholm and in Oslo, the capital of Norway. Hungarians have won 13 Nobel Prizes, more than most other countries in the world, and the Norwegians always cater the event for them. The Hungarians really appreciate that a lot. Finally, and I will be short. Yes, Larry, I will be short. Finally, in the area of world peace and dispute resolution, Norway has had many famous diplomats and is always rated one of the most peaceful countries in the entire world. It is known for bringing together adverse parties together to reach peaceful solutions to all sorts of different conflicts. The country, in fact, prides itself on its contributions to world peace. Diplomacy is a hallmark of Norwegian society. On the other hand, Hungary has Dracula, who ended disputes by impaling those involved in the conflict. Diplomacy is not a Hungarian strength, but Dracula always knew how to make his point. Now I could go on and on, but I won't, with the many similarities between the two great countries. It's simply startling how much alike they are in so many ways. Perhaps next March 15th, we can all celebrate Hungarian Independence Day. And after some food and drink, we can all drive to Orange County and sack a coastal city. Arped would have loved it. By the way, Arped's grandson was Stephen, the first king of Hungary. I'm sure you all knew that. And St. Stephen's holiday is a major holiday in Hungary as well. That's coming up in October. Tonight, let's just celebrate the wonders that we know about Norway and toast Norwegian Constitution Day. Let us just enjoy the warm glow of food, drink, and camaraderie. Then let's all decide which word Roger should have used in describing my talk tonight. Oh, but do remember that I do keep a spear in my car at all times. Thank you, and please let the festivities continue.